Hey, it's Heath Mulliken from the Double Dropkick Show. I'm down here in Columbia, South Carolina, down here on a trip with my kids, and decided to check out Palmetto Championship Wrestling out here at the Warrior Warehouse. So was standing in line, met some great people. One of the people I met was Steve Geyer from right around here. Steve, this is your first time at Palmetto Championship Wrestling, right?
That's correct.
So we were talking in line, and I got to ask you, what's the wrestling you grew up with? What got you into wrestling?
The Hogan. Hogan grew up in the 80s watching it on TV Saturday morning. Hogan, Jake Roberts, all that.
Right. So about how old were you like when WrestleMania 3 rolled around? Because that seemed to be like the point where just with Steamboat and Savage and Hogan slamming Andre that everybody just kind of got pulled in.
Well, I'm 30, so I wasn't. I was one when WrestleMania 3 came out, but the one that got me was Warrior and Hogan.
Oh, yeah.
And I had such a tough time deciding who do I cheer for and who do I go against. So that was one that I couldn't lose because I liked them both.
And you know what? That's almost 30 years ago, but I can't remember since when they've done Babyface versus Babyface with such success, and that was a great match.
Absolutely. It's just the booking now. You got to have heel versus face. You can't intermingle them. They can't fight each other. It's a formula now that they really should stray away from.
Well, and to me, a lot of times, like if I take my son to wrestling a lot, and he's like, all right, is this a good guy or a bad guy? If my son has to ask if you're a good guy or a bad guy, you have failed.
They cheer AJ Styles and Boo Cena, so there you go. You know?
So we were talking about some of the stuff today. What's your favorite wrestling to watch today? Some people watch WWE. Some people watch other stuff as well. But what's your favorite wrestling to watch today?
Definitely WWE. I've sort of kind of actually within the past couple of days started to watch Lucha Underground. Impact when I can catch it. I love the broken Matt Hardy thing. I think that's the most interesting thing going on maybe today. Of course, with Kenny Omega in that match, I've kind of looked into New Japan. But overall, it's WWE.
I have watched more TNA in the last 6 months than in the last 6 years, probably.
Yeah, everybody.
And they're doing some great stuff. And then I just, leading up to Wrestle Kingdom, actually got New Japan World. And I haven't even begun to explore. I basically, my buddy's a big, everybody listening to this knows Mark Hansen, or excuse me, Mark Whitman, whose wrestling name was Mark Hansen because he was a big Stan Hansen fan. But I just typed in Stan Hansen in New Japan World, and I could have spent a month watching. So what did you think of Omega and Okada?
It was a fantastic match. I mean, it lived up to the hype. It was one of those things that, come on, Dave Meltzer giving it 6 stars. It's like, yeah, we're going to have to see. But, yeah, absolutely.
Right. So let me ask you, what was it that brought you out here tonight? Was it just like, hey, there's wrestling close to us, or was there a particular wrestler? Or was it just, I'm like, if there's wrestling within 30 minutes of me, I go.
My wife and I are the same way. You know, she said, hey, this is events going on. So yeah, we decided, yeah, let's go and check this out. And we'll be here when the Abyss is here and for the big blow-off match in May. Is it May or? March.
Well, Steven, thanks for being on the show with me. We always try to go to different shows, talk to fans. That's one thing I love about wrestling is you can get in line and just start talking to people because we all have something in common.
Absolutely.
Hey, make sure you go check out DoubleDropKick.com is where you can find all of our episodes. You know we're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, all the good places. Hit me up at Heath Mulliken on Twitter, and make sure you listen every week for the Double Dropkick Show. I'm out.